It started a little earlier.
Okay, my name is Sakrowski, and I'm the curator of Panke Gallery. I'm really happy and also honored to be invited and to have this lecture. I created the group show Animal City Unleashed here at the foyer, an exhibition we presented 2 months ago at the Project Space in Panke Gallery in Berlin. The group show presents 7 works from 7 artists. Here you can see how it looked like. The video is from Aram Bartol. I think he's also a family member of the Chaos family and has his 10 years anniversary Kill Your Phone workshop in a 3rd OG. I will talk a bit about the context and the history of this exhibition and our platform, OpenAR. I would like to start with what is NetArt, because that is what I'm coming from. And I don't want to become too academic and will to try to make it really brief. So NetArt is an artistic genre which emerged in the broader appearance of the internet. It uses the internet as its medium and subject. NetArt is an art form which is also defined by its reflection on net phenomena and their effects on our society, our networked society and culture, on our perception and communication. It's performative and it's also context sensitive. I mean, it depends on its hard and software, context in which the code is interpreted, performed. Therefore, you could say it's also site-specific. And because of the fast deployment circles of the hard and software, it becomes quite fragile. And while it's often interactive and participative, its character is ephemeral too. But why then a gallery for net art? Isn't it exhibited at the internet? Sure, yes it is. But I founded the gallery, the Panke Gallery, 2016, at a time where I was quite fed up with the internet. It seemed to so commercialized, controlled and surveilled and filled with bots interacting only with themselves. And therefore, I had the feeling I would like to go back to the physical, to the local, to the community. The Panke Gallery is a project space in a club, the Panke Club. The name derives from the river, which is located in front of our doors. It's a small stream connecting East and West Berlin districts, Mitte, Pankow, and Wedding. A gallery in a club, it's a perfect location for a net art gallery because net art is very much connected to the club culture, especially in Berlin. So I experienced my first work of net art in a Berlin club at the E-Werk. A net art work was named Clubnetz. The beautiful logo here on the left side was designed by Daniel Flum. The artwork Clubnetz was created by a group of artists and installed in 7 clubs in Berlin. It connected the clubs with the internet and the artists mixed then in the chats also some bots. They mixed them into the conversation, which was, in my opinion, very prophetic. And so I tried with Joachim Blank and Karl-Heinz Seron, 2 artists from the original group, to reconstruct the work. After we built an IRC app and got it into the app shops, app stores, I mean, we created an augmented reality version, which was more for the gallery space. We used here the old chat protocols from some backups, which we pulled from some backups as the material for the sculpture, for this AR sculpture. And that was a moment where I was really fascinated by this new medium, for me, new medium, augmented reality. And so we continued our collaboration, and we could realize a parkour with browser-based augmented reality sculptures in Berlin Mitte. We placed these sculptures in contexts where we reflected then with them on the history of the area. Tamás Pál, a Hungarian artist, implemented then the site-specific function so that you had to go to the sculpture, to the place to see it. You had a map which located the sculpture and a QR code on the ground, but you couldn't see the sculpture only on the, you had to move there to see it. And we placed these sculptures in context, as I said, and here you can see a freed sculpture which was taken away from the public after the building was privatized. So, and here we experimented also with the possibilities of web-based AR. In this, for an example, we created an augmented reality board where you can leave messages and someone later can read or answer them. From this, in 2020, I curated then an exhibition with Nadia Buttendorf and Jeremy Bailey, in which we reflected the moment in time where everything on the net has become a shop. Also, and especially as an artist, you have to sell yourself as a brand. And Jeremy Bailey developed for this exhibition the URR.shop. A shop where every artist can sell their web-based augmented reality sculptures and get 100% revenue back. But they have to present themselves with the artwork. So the artists literally have to sell themselves. By building these shops, we realized that there was a platform for artists missing where they could present their digital browser-based augmented reality objects. And we thought, wouldn't it be great if we could build one? One which is open to join without selling oneself. One which could build a community and would focus again on exhibiting and presenting net art. In this case, I mean browser-based augmented reality sculptures. But then 2021 happened, and this whole NFT boom led to an explosion of platforms for digital artists. But that has not stopped our endeavor, and so we developed the platform with Vincent van Uffelen, who programmed it, and Larissa Wunderlich, who did the interface design. And on a technical note, the platform uses the model viewer, which works then best in Safari on iOS and Chrome under Android. The batches design we created to gamify the platform to was done by Anna-Luisa Lorenz. And so I would say this kind of platform was in the end then built from our friends, with love, you could say. And since the exhibition, this exhibition here, where we were invited, we could implement into the platform the functionality of simultaneity, what I described before, like the location-based function, by the help from Cesar Morcan, also a young artist. Here you can see one of the objects. All these artworks are distributed in the area, but as a starting point before you explore the digital layer which overlays our cities, and in special here, you can start it in the foyer in our exhibition. And on the platform, every artist, as you can see here, has also the possibility to create their own profile and support with further links and infos. As I said, I would invite you to visit the exhibition at the foyer and start your safari there by yourself. And I would say thank you for your attention, and we'll let now Eva Davidova present her work.
Hello, my name is Eva Davidova, and I'm very happy and thankful to be here today. My work in the exhibition Animal City Unleashed with Panke Gallery and OpenAR is Global Mode, Horsewoman Appearing Normal 2. Horsewoman Appearing Normal takes the object of desire and speculation, crypto aesthetic, to turn it into an image about the ecological and social disasters we are already in, that we have set ourselves for extinction and keep programming ourselves in that direction. Horsewoman Appearing Normal 2 was specifically made for the Chaos Communication Congress in Hamburg, with imprints of normals from diverse city-related objects under the skin of the animal. I don't know if you can see some of the patterns. The skin itself is made with the colors of 3D normals, usually used to make the lighting of the object. A little backstory. One day around 2015, I was with a friend who happened to be a shaman, and I was complaining about the state of the world, inaction on ecological crisis, the widespread cruelty and wars, the greed, the exploitation, industrial farming. He looked at me and said, "Brace yourself, the worst is still to come." And of course, he was right. 2016 came with the shock of Trump's presidency in the United States, the immediate attack on immigrants, the dismantling of social programs, and the full acceptance of virulence and lies in public affairs. Somehow after that conversation, my drawings of piles of dead animals and bodies ceased, and I started seeing different animals, atavistic, blunt, ridiculous, absurd, but full of strange energy that seemed to pierce into the world through the digital. Since the start of Global Mode in 2015, I have increasingly worked with a mixture of human bodies with those of animals. Bird's Birth, the image here, in which I give birth to dead birds full of plastic caps, is a visceral image of my own inescapable role in ecological disaster, collapsing the remoteness between our actions and their, or my actions and their outcome. Being undeniably manipulated, I want to manipulate back. This was perhaps the reason to explore virtual reality away from realism, but as a place to take over the subconscious, and to rehearse or maybe even invent new actions, to involve others in these playing grounds that VR can create. Global Mode, Narcissus and Drowning Animals was a VR and immersive print installation in which animals fall from the sky and people hold them in their arms, but when they were held by the people, the animals drag the people underwater and or flying. I'm interested in confounding virtual and physical, in this case a print on the floor of a gallery, making it site-specific but imaginary. And I'm also interested in the mixed reality of augmented reality, which in this case here at the Congress downstairs has a fixed site-specific location, but not a fixed size, and it does not obstruct the passage. Another work which plays with the mixture of our bodies with those of animals is Global Mode Play. It was made in the strictest lockdown of the pandemic, and it is an online interactive and performative piece based on three reimagined myths, accessible from any computer and with any webcam. Getting together, but still anonymous, the audience enters the virtual space through digital avatars. Pigs that become geese, sinking horsewoman, and a Black Lives Matter protester who pushes a police helicopter and makes it bloom. Because in New York there are more statues of horses than women, the artist collective XR Ensemble made a project called Make Us Visible and invited me to participate, replacing monuments around the city of New York with AR monuments of women and goddesses. I overlaid the George Washington's monument on Union Square with the Mad Cassandra of climate change and the Black Lives Matter protester overpowering the police helicopter. I confess at that time I was very naive and really believed in the success of the Black Lives Matter protests. Finally, Garden for Drowning Descendant, one of my newest work, is a mixed reality installation based on four dreams about our descendants, addressing extraction both from land and from people, massive self-surveillance and crocodiles, guilt, extinction, and even adaptation. This is also an interactive piece in which people can keep themselves above the water for a while and their body produce the surveillance cameras and satellites that we see in this image. Oops. Thank you. And thank you. It's a pleasure to give the place to Exonemo.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. So this is first time to join this Congress, and yeah, it's impressive. It's so nice. It's so cool. Yeah, I love it. I love this vibe here. You guys are the coolest people in the world, I think. Yeah, this is the coolest event I've ever experienced in my life. Yeah. So my name is Sembo from Exonimo, artist team Exonimo. Exonimo is a new media artist duo consists of two people, me and Yae. Today, I'm here, but she's over there with our daughter together. With hey, wave your hands, yeah. And yeah, we started our activity from the internet in mid-90s. We only produced net art at the moment. Net art means it's artwork only exists on the internet and experienced through browser. And later, we expanded our activity to actual space. It can be said that we are the first generation to approach real space from the internet. I think nowadays it's very normal things, but at the moment it's very rare. By combining the internet and actual space, our theme have been narrowed down to explore the boundary between two worlds. Two worlds means, for example, internet and actual space, or digital and analog, or human or bot, or a newer old media. So I will introduce some of our works here today. This work titled Natural Process, which is a huge painting of Google top page in 2003. We installed this piece in the museum and then put the webcam in front of the paintings and streamed that image back to the internet. So our aim of this work is to show the process of the, bringing digital object to actual space and then bring it back to the internet digital space. Later, Google purchased this piece and we installed this piece to their office. This is the picture of that moment, yeah. This is funny, right? Next one, this piece is titled Body Paint. We first painted a human body and displayed that image on the monitor, and then we painted outside of the monitor, directly on a monitor with the same color. So by painting directly on the monitor, this is how body paint should be done today. Since our physical sense extend to the information devices, so we thought this is body paint now. Next piece, kiss or dual monitors. Two monitors were placed as they are kissing to present our current relationship. This work was created before the pandemic, but has gained more meaning after the pandemic, I think. And this work, a Metaverse Pet Shop, is an installation that sells virtual pets in cages. This ironic and playful installation was realized in cooperation with a gallery now here in New York. And this work raised ethical question that if it is cruel to have virtual beings trapped in the cage. I like this picture. I think this picture presents something important about our activities. Yeah, it's real dog and virtual dog. Yeah. For this Congress, we realized the installation in cooperation with Panke Gallery from Berlin. And we have an installation in the first floor, so please find that installation. It's near the entrance. So then this time, this work is expanded to the AR. You can see unleashed dog in the exhibition hall with your phone. So please enjoy it. And also, we are also organizing the event. It is called Internet Yamiichi, which is a free market event dealing with the internet-ish item in real space. After we started this event in 2012 from Tokyo and made it an open platform, it has been spreading to more than 30 cities over the past 10 years. This picture is from first Yamiichi, Tokyo. I can feel like a similar vibe between this one and this Congress and Yamiichi. Yeah, so I hope something happens in the future. Yeah, crossover. Okay, so I'm gonna show some of the items sold in that event and to catch a vibe. Okay, I think I don't have enough time, so I will quickly introduce them. So yeah, Snowden Snow Globe. Spam mail service. You can send us actual spam by postal service. Glitch Fabrics by Glitch House. And tagging service, she's putting the actual real tag on the people. Yeah. Spotify ads collection in cassette tape. They code only the Spotify ads and then put that in the cassette tape and sell it. Dark web tours. All the PC booting, this was amazing. They started all the PC same time, and then do the race. Which one is the fastest? The boot. Yeah, this is the something like the event is like. And we have compiled a book documenting the decade of this event. You can get actual copy or free PDF version from our website. And if we have some idea to have this book in the public library, let me know. We are happy to donate book. It's limited, but we are happy to do it. Okay, that's all for today. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening.